Yes, definitely, and I'm always eager to get through pre-season as well. I'm not a lover of it, simply because all I worry about is getting injuries, and last season we had a few. This season we've got none, so we've got a fully fit squad to choose from, which is really pleasing.
And you've been trying some new things in pre-season as well, looking at new formations as well. Is that something that we expect to see carry over into the league?
Well, we do that most pre-seasons, and I think it's all about the players and what suits them. So I've been having a look at a few different things, and there's a few things in there that have pleased me. Some other things that still need work on. So it's a work in progress in terms of systems and what we're going to play. But I'm a firm believer it's all about players anyway, and how they play, and the confidence that they feel in playing.
So sort of the three at the back is not necessarily something that's going to be this year's main focus. It's a possibility.
Yeah, it's a possibility, but it certainly won't be the main focus. The main focus will be performing well, playing well, and winning football games.
In terms of new players that you've brought in as well, I mean, in terms of Jason Dimitri, pretty much a known quantity to you. Etheridge in goal, potentially. It's interesting what you've added to the squad, but you've kept the core there.
Yeah, I mean, it's very rare that we go through a closed season and only sign internationals at Warsaw, but that's what we've done this year so far in terms of Milan Lajkovic, Neil Everidge and Jason Dimitrio. But I think they'll all improve us. Neil's come in and done really well to compete with Craig for the number one jersey or the starting jersey on Saturday. And they've both been really impressive during pre-season, so that'll be a tough decision. And Jason Dimitriou, and been an international for Cyprus, he's had his holidays for the last 4 to 5 years, and now it's all about league football, and he's really looking forward to it, and he's impressed during pre-season so far. And obviously Milan, he's joined us a little bit later, so he's probably a week behind everybody else at the moment, but he's looked very bright in the games he's played so far.
How much of a bonus to you is it that he's such a known quantity and that he knows the way that you work?
It always helps. I mean, what you don't want to be doing is teaching people the values of the football club and the behaviours that's expected in the environment that we create. So, Milan slotted straight back in. He knew a lot of the players from before anyway. So it's not been a problem for him.
As well as signings, how important is what you've kept in that you've got your top scorer from last year, Tom Bradshaw, who could easily have been a player that was attracting offers. You've got to fit against Sam Mantum as well, which will make a real difference.
Yeah, well, I mean, the way I look at it is Tom Bradshaw's one of the signings of the summer for us. He's signed an extended contract. And I know there's a lot of talk about, signing another Tom Bradshaw, but another Tom Bradshaw is going to cost you a lot of money. And, there's not many players out there who are going to guarantee you 20 goals. I'm not saying that Tom's going to guarantee us, but we certainly know what we get from him. And he's certainly improved from last season, and he's shown that already in pre-season.
And you've perhaps added a little bit more goals around him because Milan coming in, it just sharpens things up a bit more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and we know that was something that was lacking last season. But we're a year older, a year more experienced. We've got players who have got a full pre-season under the belt, like Jordan Cook, who broke his ankle last season. Anthony Ford is a year down the line from academy football now. Kieran Morris has come back really well. James Baxendale's come back really well. So with Milan as well, we feel that we've got a lot more firepower than we had last season, and that's something that we needed to improve on, and I'm certain we will.
I know you'll have had Oldham watch pre-season, but it's very hard, isn't it, to prepare for opponents at this stage. Does that sometimes help you concentrate on your own game for this match?
Yeah, it will be totally about ourselves, and they'll be the same. They'll probably have looked at us for two or three games, and we've played probably three or four different systems in them games, as well as having all the changes that goes with pre-season. Pre-season's about getting the minutes into the players so they're prepared to go 90 minutes on Saturday.
If there was one thing you'd want to do differently this year, it's to get off to a better start, isn't it? Because in terms of the league campaign, that first month was a real hindrance for you.
Yeah, it was. It was tough for the first month. We had to blood a lot of youngsters. Liam Kinsella comes to mind. He played five games when he wouldn't have been expected to get in. I think at the time we had James Chambers injured, we had Ben Perkins injured, we had Jim O'Connor injured, Sam Mantum obviously. Sam's like a new signing, having him back. To be injury free now is very good, and we need to get off to a good start now.